we need to be as camper van friendly towards those people when they land as we can, but also at the same time contend as well, being very conscious of the fact as well for our day trippers, our holiday makers stay here for their holidays in the week, whatever, and their cars and so on, that they equally enjoy the experience and use Donegal and its utilities to the full benefit that they can, and hopefully that they enjoy it, and the wall showcase, the wall leave the county as a showcase experience in their mind, and the wall return again and keep everything going for us as we do enjoy and love to have tours here, but no more now under the climate going forward, because business and everything are getting tight, and obviously a lot of businesses are closed, and we feel very sorry for them that they've had to close again for the second time in a year. So going forward then, once we get, hopefully we get open again for Christmas, but we really need to impact then, build on our tourist sector then for 2021 going forward as a whole, for all of us, Catherine, to be fair, I think.
Now, Donegal County Council are going to undertake a study as it relates to campervan facilities in Donegal. That study is due to be complete early 2021. Yeah. What you're looking for is a lot, really, and maybe more long-term solutions. How confident are you that these things that you would like to see in place be in place for next summer?
Well, Catherine, obviously, like everybody else, yes, you're right, 100%. I'm looking for a lot. But at the end of the day, we've started somewhere. And to say there's no harm in asking and see where we end up at then. Hopefully between us all, between all the county councillors and Donegal County Councillors, are all in their own respective areas, no more than our own six here in the Glenties area. We all do our bit where possible and put our heads together